Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers Insider, joined us. Ray, you went to Holy Cross. Does that make you a Notre Dame football fan?
No, not at all. But I do want to know, how would you guys feel right now if it goes into the halftime tied 3-3, if you're number 39 for Georgia and you were responsible for that penalty, what would be going through your mind?
I would be peeing my pants a little bit, but I was shocked that when they showed him on the sideline around a bunch of other players, some who were dressed for the game, some not, nobody seemed to be ready to like rip his head
off. Ray, we didn't really see what happened. Can you tell our listeners exactly what he did that got them a sideline interference call?
Yeah, the get back coach didn't do his job, so I guess we can blame the get back coach first. But he was in the white area. The referee was sprinting down the sidelines to follow the play, and he just ran into 39.
So like Tomlin and Jacoby Jones almost.
Yeah, a little bit. But if I was 39, guys, I'd be my butt would be planted on the bench for the rest of the game.
Well, yeah, and for people that don't know, 39 looks like a total scrub.
He just looks like a guy.
He's not dressed for the game. He just has a jersey on. Looks like a fan.
He looks like the rich kid white walk-on from Athens, you know?
Yep. Georgia did stall, so they just punted the ball back to Notre Dame. Speaking of Georgia, that's where George Pickens played his college ball, Ray. We've been playing that comment or back and forth or lack of comment today. When Alan Saunders brought up the Russell Wilson, we're not on the same page on that interception. He got all defensive about it and then stormed off and the interview ended. I said to Chris, I'm basically at a point with George where if I could trade him for a top 40 pick this offseason, I think I'd do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a great conversation to have, probably after the season ends. But, I mean, I think, Pony, in the end, I think you're right. I think they do have to make a decision there. And you know, Mark Cabali brought this up, I don't know, midseason or so. I really didn't agree with Mark at the time because this was in the midst of like when George was behaving and, you know, he was in his good stretch. But Mark made the point that you can't bring George back if he's not under contract. And I kind of poo-pooed it. And I was like, oh, I don't know about that. But tell you what, I mean, that's turning out to be like it seems like it's going to be an issue. Like if you don't sign him, you better trade him. So that's something to worry about February, March, but I'm starting to lean your way, Pony. I think that's it's going to be a tough decision for Omar and company, but sometimes those headaches are nicer if another team is having to deal with them.
If Omar's trying to make that decision, how loud in his ear do you think Mike Tomlin's going to be saying, keep him, because he's the only person that seems to have absolved Pickens of blame on that interception, which I think is pretty noteworthy.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that he's coddled one of his star receivers. I mean, we saw it happen for years with Antonio Brown. Thought it was interesting how Arthur handled it yesterday. to be honest with you.
Yep.
You know, he did not toe the company line there. And I give Art credit. You know, he's got a reputation to uphold. I give him credit for saying what he said, even though he didn't go into a lot of detail. He got the point across that that play didn't look exactly how it was supposed to look there. So, I wrote this in the Post-Gazette on Sunday. Somehow, some way, guys, no matter what you do in the offseason, you have to get this guy engaged for Saturday night and for the playoff run, because if you don't, it's going to be a short stay in the playoffs. And if somehow you do, if you guys can remember that, you know, 4-6 game stretch in the middle of the season where he was really good. If they can get back to that, if they can get that George, they might have a puncher's chance in a playoff game or two.
I mean, if they're talking about, though, getting him, you say getting him engaged, your choice of words there, if that's still a question 3 years in, where he is still their leading receiver, he's still getting the ball, like that sort of answers the what do you do with him this offseason for me.
Yeah, but I think the way that front office personnel people might look at it as well, and I have no idea which way Omar would lean. But I think those guys realize that talents like George don't come along very often. And if you do make that move, you're probably going to have to draft two receivers and probably two in their first four rounds like you did back in 2022 when you had George and Calvin Austin. So, I could see that happening. I think this is going to be a pretty decent draft for receivers. I mean, it seems like almost every year is a good draft for receivers. So, they've gone down this road before. They did it with AB. They did it with Martavis. It wouldn't be a total shocker, but George is a special talent, and they have no one, and I mean no one, like him on the roster.
Hey, Ray, about him, one more thing. Have you heard from anybody, like, you know, not off the record, but like behind the scenes, about him going up to Mahomes and Kelce and like what anyone, you know, teammates or otherwise, thought of that whole situation?
You know, I did not. I know that was a big thing on social media. I did haven't made it a point to ask anyone about that behind the scenes. I tend to take that a little bit differently than maybe some people. I think that's part of the natural post-game banter. It just happened to be in front of cameras. If it happened at the 50-yard line and there were no cameras on him, I don't think anyone would, you know, say anything about it.
Notre Dame punted after they moved the ball to midfield, so Georgia's got it back here with about 4 minutes to go in the first half, 3-3 at the Sugar Bowl. Winner gets Penn State. Ray, how about, speaking of receivers, so Roman Wilson's healthy, but he's still on IR. He's fully practicing. Yep. It sounds like, though, they're just going to keep him on ice for the rest of the year. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, so what you have to understand about the IR thing, they also brought back Cole Holcomb and Logan Lee. Both those guys were basically on IR or PUP for the entire season. You might as well do it now and see if you can get 2 or 3 weeks of practice in. And then let's say you win 2 playoff games, then you got to make a decision. You know, do you bring him back for a championship game or do you leave him on IR?
They wouldn't activate him unless somebody got hurt, because he's obviously way down in their doghouse, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you're probably right about that. But I just think it's a way to get those guys practicing again and, sort of a, break glass in case of emergency type of thing with all of those guys. You know, every rookie, I don't care what draft pick it could be, everyone wants the rookies to succeed. It hasn't happened with Roman. And like you said, Pony, it's not going to happen unless they have an injury.
Ray, like, what even happens with him next year? Because he's a slot receiver. Calvin Austin appears to be a pretty good slot receiver suddenly when he has a quarterback who's occasionally able to get him the ball down the field. What's Roman Wilson's role even going to be?
Yeah, I mean, I think Roman played on the outside a little bit at Michigan, too. I know people have him pegged for maybe being a slot guy in the NFL, but I think that that decision hasn't been made yet. And I think it just gives him an extra, an extra season and, more incentive to go out there and prove that people wrong. There are a lot of receivers who are making impacts this year. He's not one of them, and I'm sure he'll be motivated going into next season. And this isn't the first time it's going to happen to a rookie. A lot of guys get redshirted because of early injuries. And, it's just been that kind of a tough luck season for Roman so far.
Georgia went 3 and out, 3 incomplete passes. So Notre Dame's getting the ball back around its 35-yard line with 3 minutes to go in the first half of the Sugar Bowl. Ray, if the defensive issues don't get cleaned up and they lose the next two games, what is the fallout from then, from that, when you spend $130 million on defensive players?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would imagine someone would lose their job. I don't really recall which assistant coaches signed new deals. I think Austin signed a new deal after last season, guys, so that's probably not going to happen.
Well, losing a job would be a punishment that it shouldn't matter if you've signed a new deal or not. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as you say Ray, I'm like, if it's just a guy who's on the end of a contract, that doesn't really strike me as a punishment so much as that's how they like doing business.
But yeah, exactly. That's the way they do business. I'm just telling you guys, I don't think that's going to change. I do think if you guys saw the Minka interview today, you know, Minka has not talked after these past three games. So we finally got him today. And there was some new stuff that came out. I don't know if you guys noticed, but two things struck me. Number one, he identified exactly how the Steelers are getting stumped here. He mentioned it's motions, it's bunch formations, and they're just not adjusting. And, you know, he says they got to get it rectified. You know, the Eagles were the first team to do it, and every other team has followed in suit. And the second thing was, and this is really the first time I've heard this, and he didn't name anyone by name, but you could sort of read into it that the communication from Patrick Queen and or Deshaun Elliott, it's either not coming fast enough or it's not being communicated in the way Minka is used to having it communicated. So he was talking about new guys coming in, and, you know, he said it, you know, I know it's week 18, guys, but it's still happening. And it's a little bit of a surprise that it is happening, but I thought Minka finally shed some light on what was going on. We were sort of getting Deshaun and Patrick Queen's point of view for the last couple of weeks, and finally we got Minka, and it seems like, I'm not absolving Minka of the blame, but it seems like the actual communication has been an issue here.
Ray, I'm going to give you a list of guys. You tell me if you think Saturday is their final home game as a Steeler. Justin Fields.
Yes.
Russell Wilson.
No.
Najee Harris.
Yes.
George Pickens.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll say yes. Let's make it an interesting offseason.
Larry Ogunjobi.
I'll go no, guys. They don't have anyone behind him.
That's a problem right there. This $10 million cap hit.
Do you think
year.
They might internally see not in your hypothetical, because they would have traded Pickens, but do they see interior defensive line as almost as big of a need as wide receiver?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, I've been beating that drum for a few years now. I mean, where would this team be if Cam Hayward didn't have the season he's having? So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how long you can expect him to play at that level, but I'm with you. Interior defensive line has to be a priority. Corner has to be a priority. And as you mentioned, you know, receiver, especially if, you know, they do something with Pickens, receiver probably twice in the top 4 or 5 rounds if that happens.
How about a Landon Roberts?
Yeah, I love a Landon. I bring him back like on a 1 year, $2 million deal. I do that every day of the week.
Dante Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, probably on a short-term deal, one-year deal, draft a corner, though.
So you think he is back, Jackson? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't – they're not deep at corner. And it's hard for me to go into an offseason, guys, counting on a guy like Corey Trice when he's had so many injuries. I would say no if Trice was a guy who wasn't injured, but he seems to be injured a lot, so I just can't count on him.
All right, last one. How about Minka?
Yeah, I mean, that's another good one. I think the coaches really like Minka. Maybe there's some issues here with communicating and stuff with his new teammates. But, yeah, I think Minka comes back. And if you are going to move on from that deal, eventually you do it in the last year of the deal where the cap hit is actually, you know, tolerable.
And then do you think the Steelers beat the Bengals on Saturday?
I do. I think they realize that the game in Houston is a game that they could certainly win. I don't think they want to jeopardize that by having to play in Baltimore again. So, yeah, I think they find a way to get it done.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers Insider, Post-Gazette. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, guys.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.